Everybody rise and join us in saying the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for another safe week for our kiddos here in the county. We just ask now that you go before us in this meeting this evening. We thank you for all that you do, and we just ask for traveling mercies for each and every one here tonight as they return home. In your precious name, amen.
Amen. First thing up would be the call to order. Roll call, please.
Chris McKinney.
Here.
Steve Potter.
Here.
Chris Satterfield.
Here.
Ron Sharp.
Here.
David Waltz.
Here.
All are present.
All right. First thing on the agenda is new business. Item A will be recommend approval of a security contract with Net Talon.
Okay. I want to give a little bit of background as before I make the actual recommendation. During a meeting in 2013-14, Sheriff Jeremy Britton and Superintendent Suzanne Blake discussed school security. The school was interested in partnering with the Sheriff's Department for a school resource officer. And during the meeting, additional security measures were discussed. It was noted that we are unique by being a countywide school district. The Secured School Safety Grant had just become available through application to the Indiana Department of Homeland Security. And the school corporation, in conjunction with local emergency management personnel, had formed a school safety committee and worked together on various drills and presentations for school employees. During the summer of 2014, the school district created an SRO position and a reserve deputy was hired to fill the position. All building administrators in the school district earn certification as Indiana School Safety Specialist, whether they are renewing their certification or receiving first-time certification. We have added additional staff members who also earned their Indiana School Safety Specialist certification during the past 4 years. In September 2015, the school corporation contacted Eagle Eyes Risk Mitigation, LLC, to conduct a risk and threat assessment for the school district. Various areas were identified and corrected. Later that year, an email was sent to the school board that provided information on the virtual response system. Communication continued to take place between Sheriff Britton, Suzanne Blake, and Harold Davis Jr. of Eagle Eyes Risk Mitigation, as camera systems were updated and security plans reviewed. In September 2017, the school met with representatives of Net Talon to discuss the implementation of a school security system in the district. Engineers visited the district, examined existing systems within each building, and prepared a proposal. The school board members have reviewed the proposal, met with Net Talon, and discussed the options for the school district, including funding considerations. And in the midst of our preparations and review of safety, I want to note that in March 2016, Indiana legislators passed Senate Bill 147, which required the Indiana Department of Homeland Security to establish minimum standards and approve best practices for school emergency response systems no later than July 1, 2017. The bill was signed into law by former Indiana Governor Mike Pence to become Public Law 27. The IDHS completed the guidelines for emergency response systems last year, which include the following key areas: immediate notification to law enforcement, operational awareness of the situation, implementation of actionable intelligence systems, ability to implement countermeasures, and classrooms are protected spaces. Therefore, I'm now recommending to the Pike County School Board the approval of a security system as provided by Net Talon.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I second.
So we have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion on this contract with Net Talon? If not, if you approve, raise your right hand. None opposed? Motion carries.
Okay.
Next item. Be recommend approval of lease with Mosaic International Corporation.
As I said in my notes just a minute ago, the school board has looked at various funding options because we do want to implement the best system possible for our students. We have an option to accept a 5-year lease with Mosaic International Leasing for the purchase of the Net Talent system with an annual payment each year. The first payment would be due 6 months after completion of the project.
I make a motion to accept.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion on this item? There is not, and you approve this, raise your right hand. Those opposed? None. Moves on. Okay.
Okay, in closing, I'd like to note that with the action taken today by the Pike County School Board, we will upgrade each building in our school district with the capability to connect directly to the county's E911 system for immediate alert, actionable intelligence, and implementation of countermeasures. Our district will join Southwestern Consolidated School District in Shelby County as the first ones in America to be connected directly to the E911 system. The Indiana Sheriff's Association Executive Director Steve Luce has noted that Southwestern is the best practice standard which all schools should try to attain. Pike County School Corporation will be the first district to fully implement all of the best practices defined by IDHS under Public Law 27 and includes making our classrooms protected spaces. Pike County School Corporation will continue to work very closely with our Pike County Sheriff's Office, Petersburg City Police, Pike County Emergency Management Services, and the Indiana State Police and all community officials to place a certified school resource officer in each school and fully implement a comprehensive school safety plan. I'd like to thank Sheriff Britton and Chief Deputy Kent Johnson for their support in this endeavor. I want to commend the members of the Pike County School Board for their due diligence and commitment to our community. And I look forward to working with Net Talent and their representatives as we make safe schools a priority for our students and everyone who works for the Pike County School Corporation. I'd also like to take a moment and recognize that we have Executive Director Steve Luce from the Indiana Sheriff's Association with us tonight. Their association obviously is in support of the virtual response system which connects to 911. I have Harold Davis with the Eagle Eyes who maybe helped get this ball rolling with me a long time ago. I have Sheriff Britton, Kent. I just went blank. I apologize. I have the officers from the county here as well. Our school administrators are present. I want to reassure them and all of our school staff that we're doing everything we can to make a safe place for you guys to attend school and work.
There's no other discussion?
Yeah, again, I want to thank everybody involved also, starting with Donald Jones with Net Talent, Junior, of course, just as long as you mentioned that, you know, Sheriff Britton for helping us, Chief Deputy Kent Johnson for taking the time out of your scheduled drive to Shelby County to monitor this system and report back to us. All the board members for their work. I think it's a great day for the community and the corporation. And you, Suzanne, thank you for being on top of this.
Yeah. And members?
I move we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor, raise your right hand. And we are adjourned.